IPOS on air, the call line is always open at 844-967-2789. What music are we coming in on?
I won't tell you. No, this is mine.
Nice. Okay. It's different. It's like, it's interesting.
Well, we'll just let it chill for a second. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Well, thank you. And we are also back with Joe Lazar from Neighborhood House. Could you introduce yourself and your position with Neighborhood House?
Definitely. My name is Joe Lazar, and I am the Youth Program Director at Neighborhood House. Thanks so much for having me and us tonight. It's great to be here. So my role with Neighborhood House involves planning and coordinating programs, not just for youth, teen, and pre-K, but for people with disabilities. We have an upcoming monthly legal clinic that we're going to begin doing. We have a job search with dignity program that we've started at Neighborhood House, bringing a bunch of smaller programs together to help our community in that manner. So I've really loved my time with Neighborhood House. And as Laura said in the first segment, being able to really get involved and not have all that bureaucracy and red tape and be able to get programs going and really make that difference on such a local level has been really special for me.
Yeah. And so how long have you been with Neighborhood House and kind of your background and why you joined?
Sure. So I've been with Neighborhood House since December. I met Laura through MSCR, where we work as swim teachers and lifeguards. And her passion for Neighborhood House was evident immediately, and it was contagious. And it has been totally great working there. My background is legal, so I'm a lawyer and a lobbyist by trade and used to live in D.C. But I went to UW for undergrad, fell in love with Madison, always knew I was coming back.
Yeah.
So during the pandemic, I was lucky to move back and really dedicate myself to something local, something that makes a difference, something that makes me feel good about what I do. And I find that every day at Neighborhood House.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And so you are also a part of the after school program. So I was wondering, how do you get involved with the after school program and kind of like the age range?
Sure. So our after school program right now is for ages 7 through 12. If you would like to sign up your kid for after school, I know it's a weird time since there's like a month left in school, but we've got a whole new school year coming up at the end of the summer. So you can always visit neighborhoodhousemadison.org.
Nice.
And that'll be a recurring theme, I guess, through any programs that you want to find. You can always find information on the website. So our after school is for kids 7 through 12. It is 2:30 to 6 every day, except for Monday, which is an hour longer when the kids luckily get out of school an hour early, which I never had. These lucky kids. And they get to come to Neighborhood House, where they get to engage in enriching, educating activity, whether it's art, games, math. We play sports. We've been loving dodgeball the last month. We got a new set of dodgeballs, and the kids have been going crazy for that. So it's just an opportunity for kids to really be around each other and be social and get to know each other while also mixing in some, you know, mindfulness and social emotional learning that they may have missed out on, especially during the pandemic, which I know was tough on a lot of the kids in our community.
I'll get into kind of the programming and like what the activities are in a little bit, but also you're going to be doing kind of a summer program too as well.
Yeah, definitely. So we are going to have a summer camp, actually three summer camps going simultaneously. We are going to have an elementary summer camp, a middle school summer camp, and a high school community experience. So the two younger camps, the elementary and the middle, will be 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., full day programming, field trips around town, enrichment.
Nice.
Should be a great time. The high school Madison community experience is going to be 1 o'clock to 3:30 from Tuesday to Thursday for 6 weeks in the summer. So for more specific information, you can always contact us or visit us at that website, neighborhoodhousemadison.org. And we're really excited about doing the summer camp. We've got a huge demand for it. We've actually started doing a waiting list for it because so many kids just love the opportunity to get out and do these activities in the summer. It's educational. It's an opportunity for kids to have experiences that they may not get to have otherwise. So we're really excited to provide that to the kids in our community.
Yeah. And so this is similar to other programs as well. It's a free program, correct?
Yes. So the vast majority of our programming at Neighborhood House is free of charge to the community. We find it's the best way, right? We want to offer people experiences that they may not be able to get anywhere else.
For sure.
And Neighborhood House can, you know, we're so lucky to have the opportunity to provide those experiences to our community.
That's wonderful. And there's a lot of activities that the kids are able to engage in as well. So like you were talking about with COVID and kind of like the pandemic and how that works. I guess what are some things that this like students, I guess, are able to like engage with, and also like some of the things that you're teaching?
Right. So the pandemic was obviously tough for a lot of these kids who had to do virtual learning and learning from home. And it's a lot of the social skills that they unfortunately didn't get a chance to develop and practice these last few years. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing the consequence of those decisions in our after school every day. Right. So kids who are very excited, overly excited to be back with their friends, who maybe act out a little bit more.
Yeah.
There's a need for physical contact to the point that mm-hmm. it gets out of hand very much. So managing that has been a little bit difficult, but a great educational opportunity for us as well as them mm-hmm. when managing the kids. So, you know, it's such, like you guys were saying in the first segment, how Neighborhood House can connect from the local to what's going on such a national stage, right? You know, we've had to contend with, you know, during virtual learning, Neighborhood House really was heroic to the community during that, because they were a place where the kids could go to get out of the house and get an opportunity to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another place where Neighborhood House fills a niche in the community and
mm-hmm.
really comes through for its community. And that was one of the things when Laura told me about Neighborhood House, I just like loved about it.
Yeah, is that it connects. And that's really where it happens, is on the local level. I know that we were here with Grace last week talking about kind of the importance of consent and education, specifically being, you know, looking at how easy it really is to teach something like that, but how impactful that can be in kind of like looking at like the future generation and how we can kind of educate. Is that something that, I know that you're talking about kind of like social emotional learning as well, and how you did that too. How do you kind of go about doing that?
Sure. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, right? You can't just expect kids to pick up this knowledge naturally. They need a place to go to develop these social skills.
Mm-hmm.
And asking consent in all situations is a social skill that kids need to develop, right? And after school programs like Neighborhood House is where kids go to develop those skills.
Yes.
And we've had to, you know, work on it with, we've had groups of siblings, groups of friends, groups of frenemies. And we've had to talk about consent and always asking permission, right? You know, is it okay if we play this game where, you know, I may touch you or you may touch me? So those are some of the things that we've had to be working on.
And that, that's wonderful. Just to see that in the community, seeing that going up to all of the different levels and how the next generation is going to interact with the world around them. We are coming up to a break really quickly here, but we're going to be back with our musical guest. And after that break, we will go into kind of like the legal clinic, food, all the other amazing programs. And then could you say the website one more time?
NeighborhoodHouseMadison.org.
Wonderful. Thank you. And we'll see you after the break.
Thank you.